It's 6 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. I'm Tim Madeira.
And I'm Doug Hamilton.
And we've got a very special edition of Wake Up Right this morning. We are joined by way of technology in the studio by Gail McWilliams. How are you this morning, Gail?
I am great. I can't believe this. From one Dallas, Texas to almost Dallas, Pennsylvania, right?
That's exactly right.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah, and you're not actually in the center of Dallas, are you?
Well, no, but we still call it Dallas, just a little bit north.
Okay, so you're North Dallas, but we are glad to have you as a part of Wake Up Right this morning and excited to talk about your new book, and we're going to just enjoy some time with you. Our listeners are very familiar with you because we play your program Seeing Beyond every day here on Wake Up Right.
Well, good morning to everyone. It's nice to actually be with you for longer than just 2 minutes.
Yeah, that is one of the downsides, isn't it? You get 2 minutes of morning, and this time we're going to give you...
But it's a good 2 minutes.
It is a good 2 minutes. And we're so glad to have you as a part of our show this morning. And you are no stranger to the studios here at WRGN, are you, Gail?
I am not. I'm so grateful to you, Tim, for airing our feature, Seeing Beyond with Gail McWilliams. And in fact, what most people probably don't know, you were my coach early on and my cheerleader.
Oh, we had such a great time. We actually had you here in the studios during Connect Live, and we talked to you about some ideas that you had, and they really were just that, germs of ideas at the time, and were able to kind of go through what needed to be done to start Seeing Beyond.
Well, I always felt like if people could just have a word of encouragement, sort of a boost for the day, sort of that B12 shot that gives them a little bit of more energy to get down the road and to have a clearer focus of what was going on, I thought that would be a gift. But what I didn't know, Tim, was after talking with you, having some ideas, that it would lead me to my closet.
To your closet? What does that mean?
Well, we put together a makeshift studio, and it happened to be in the closet. It was perfect because there were clothes all around us, and we brought in extra coats and blankets to make it like it was our own studio. We had a microphone. We had a Mac computer. And so I put together 12 just sample ideas of what I thought a feature could sound like, look like, something I'd want to hear.
Right. And now I have to ask you, though, before we leave the whole closet thing. Yeah. Are you still in the closet, Gail?
You know what? I am a radio host now that has come out of the closet. I've got something to say. And I'm so grateful to you and especially to the listeners there in Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, we are so glad that you are a part of our Good News Network. Now, we started airing you from the very beginning, but you were very quickly picked up by some other radio networks. And we'll come back and talk about that in just a minute. Music right now from Brenton Brown, though. And